This painting bears many of the characteristics of an authentic Rembrandt picture, and it's easy to see why people thought it was a Rembrandt for a long, long time. And in defining what's not Rembrandt about it, we have to make some very close judgments. One might be the character of expression on the old man with the white beard who's bearing the body of Christ. And in him, we may see a weakness that we don't commonly see in Rembrandt's paintings. We may see a slight disjointed character in the old man who is comforting the old woman who is about to swoon at the horrific sight of Christ's broken body. And this may be where we're seeing the difference between the 1630s and the 1650s. There's no cameo self-appearance by Rembrandt in this picture, which is something that, which we often see in Rembrandt's Descent from the Cross. If you look at the etching depicted in the reproduction nearby here, you'll see Rembrandt scowling out at us in his cameo appearance there. The quality of the brushwork is often broad without being fully descriptive. Forms are sometimes left rather indefinite, and we don't have the same strength of anatomy that we have in Rembrandt's authentic paintings. It's a close call, but one that seems to mitigate against its being considered a Rembrandt today.